Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oscar, I know you don't do a lot of fast food eating, but you occasionally hit a fast food restaurant, right?
I like a fast food restaurant.
The one of the closest ones to my house, and I know my kid's favorite, is Chick-fil-A. And they have got a new promotion they're rolling out, and I have it right here in front of me, the press release. It's starting in 150 locations around the country. Your entire family, if you eat in the restaurant, can get free ice cream.
Ooh.
But only if you don't touch your phone for the entire meal.
Damn.
So you have to actually, damn, Chick-fil-A, you have to surrender your smartphone, and then if you can do a whole meal without touching it, you get free ice cream for the family, which I imagine is a decent value, probably 10 or 11 bucks.
Yeah, but is ice cream really that important?
And do they take your phone?
I think they actually, well, you know what? I'm unclear on exactly how it works.
The premise, though, is important because... Mm-hmm. How many times have you walked into any restaurant? Everybody's just looking at their phone.
That's right, especially within a family.
Yeah,
you know what? Eating out should be a special time.
Not that special.
Where you communicate with your family. Luckily, I have here the spokesman for Chick-fil-A. The official spokesman for Chick-fil-A.
How does the day work? I don't understand how the
He's just waiting outside. Come on in, spokesman. Bro. Spokesman, come on in. Come on in.
Damn, Daniel. Damn, Daniel. Damn, Daniel. Look at you today, Daniel. Look at those vans. Daniel, look at those white vans. Hello.
Charles, how are you?
Hello. Hi, everybody. Hi, Charlie Strang-Stablack for Chick-fil-A.
Charlie.
Hi.
You got a new gig?
Yeah,
this is like the 10th gig.
I got a new gig. Damn, Daniel.
Do you remember who you were with the last time we spoke with you? Because I do.
I don't know. I don't have a memory like you, Rob.
You were working with Taco Bell, and you were actually moving the original Taco Bell restaurant
up that's
the highway.
Correct. Yes, I was driving it. I was driving. Well, I'm now employed by the Chick-fil-A Corporation because I wanted my Sundays off.
Nice.
There you go. So, how about that ice cream promotion, huh?
Now, who came up with it?
It was mine.
It was yours? So, were you sitting? Yep. Do you get to sit at the boardroom table?
Well, I said, listen, I love ice cream, okay? And the thing is, Chick-fil-A needs to do a little something-something to, you know, to pick up the pace with all the other fast food places.
Sure.
You hear me?
I do.
Hear me?
Yeah.
And so, you know, that's why I said, well, what better way to get people to come in the store than free ice cream, right?
The best, absolutely.
Yeah. But let's make them earn it. And how about, I heard people say, you're always on your phone. We're trying to eat dinner. Let's get off that phone. That's so rude. Why? I said, well, why not have Chick-fil-A say, if you get off your phone, Rob,
right,
when you're at the restaurant,
mm-hmm.
you, for the whole meal, mind you.
Mind me.
You will get
the whole meal.
Free,
the whole meal.
The whole meal, mind you.
Okay.
If you get off your phone, you get the free ice cream. It's simple as that.
What about
easy peasy?
What about
easy peasy Japanese?
Charlie,
what did I tell you? Lemon squeezy.
I'm sorry. Oh, that's
what
right.
about yeah, the gay sorry. Families?
What do you mean the gays?
Yeah,
well, Chick-fil-A doesn't like the gays.
I believe
I don't know nothing about that. Now, that's not what I'm here to talk about. I'm supposed to talk about
separate issue.
They warned me that there might be people like you that'll talk about the whole gay thing. That is that is not cool. That is not cool.
Not cool, mind you.
No. I'm here to say free ice cream if you stay off your phone. But you have to put your phone. You walk into a Chick-fil-A.
Right.
Now, they're running this promotion at 150 locations, okay?
Sure.
You feel me?
Yeah.
And it's around the country where everyone in your family can get free ice cream cones, but none And you don't get nothing if you touch your phone for the entire meal. So you have to put it in a cardboard box
right
in the middle of the table with my picture on it, Charlie.
It's got your picture on it.
Great branding.
With my finger up like, no phones.
No homosexuality.
No smartphones. No smartphones. Smartphones. Like it's a person.
Now, this is asking a lot because so many people are...
Damn, Daniel!
Do you like that video?
Oh, I love that.
Really? Do it
that
again.
That kills me. That
do it
really,
again. Do your impression.
Daniel, look at your sneakers. Daniel, look good today.
That's really not good. Wow.
And he says,
Daniel, there's a little dance.
Add it again with the white Vans, is what he says.
Yeah, the white Vans. Add it again with the white Vans. Damn, Daniel.
Do you wear Vans?
God, that's fantastic.
Charlie, do you wear Vans?
Go, Trump.
Oh, no.
What? Hello. Yes. What?
Do you wear Vans still?
Yes.
What size again?
17 extra wide.
Oh, the wide, I know.
Thank you.
Now, this is asking a lot of people, a tremendous undertaking because they rely on their phones for communication.
A tremendous what?
It's an undertaking to ask people to give
What's
up their
that?
Phones. It's a lot to ask of someone. It's a task. Because then they can't...
I don't get it.
It's hard to not
use your
phone.
You're doing it again. You're hard to understand. Can't you just say a sentence like a normal person? I don't understand. Mm-hmm. What do you mean? It's an undertaking. It's a lot to ask. What do you... I'm giving away free ice cream here.
Charlie, what's hard about that?
It's hard to do without your phone because of all the... Do you have a smartphone? Oh, do you have a smartphone?
No, I don't.
He doesn't need one.
No, do you have
don't have a regular telephone.
Well, how do we get in touch with you?
Pigeons? Come on.
You're still raising the pigeons on the roof?
On my roof. In Hyattsville.
Oh, I didn't know you still had the house in Hyattsville.
Yeah, I got the cages.
The cages up there? Do you name the pigeons?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
How many you have?
I got Winky and Blinky and Nod. Sneezy and Dopey Dye.
Why don't you use drones?
What's a drone?
Yeah, Oscar, explain a drone to him.
A remote control pigeon.
Okay. I'll look into it. Thanks for the tip. So you have to put your phones in a cardboard box in the middle of the table. You have to leave it there till you're done with your food.
Right.
And the point is to give you 15 to 20 minutes where you actually talk to each other instead of playing games or texting. You hear me?
No screen time.
No screen time, Charlie.
Yeah.
As an employee of Chick-fil-A, I know a lot of times they'll make managers even run the cash register.
I got my card.
You got it from VistaPrint?
I got my VistaPrint card here. Mm-hmm. It says Director of Ice Cream Promotions, Charles Stuang Stabilak.
Can you explain to us the ice cream machine?
The ice cream machine, you take, it's liquid, okay?
What is the machine?
The ice cream is liquid.
Wait,
it comes in like a carton you would see with like milk, okay? But it's not milk.
No,
it's really ice cream food.
Oh, could you drink a glass of it?
Yes, I have. Damn, Daniel.
Damn, Charlie.
How much?
Yes, I have, Rob.
How much does Chick-fil-A expect to lose in sales?
Oh, Oscar, I'm glad you asked that. It's a tremendous loss leader. But you know what? We're gonna soldier through, and I'll circle back to you. Damn, Daniel.
Have you done any business training? Because this seems to be a much bigger job than when you were just moving around the Taco Bell building.
It's sophisticated. It is a big job. It's sophisticated.
Yes. It is.
There is no manual labor for this. This is using my noggin, using the inner government, the Charlie inner government. I am director of Ice Cream Promotions, Daniel. That's the way it rolls, okay? You got me?
I thought government had a coup.
I don't know what that means. Anyway, what?
Now, what about the other Do you have any other promotions in mind, like for the Chick-fil-A milkshakes? They have wonderful milkshakes.
No, not for the milkshakes. Well, this is mine.
It's ice cream.
Easter, with Easter, at every Chick-fil-A, they haven't said yes to this yet, but this was my idea.
Uh-huh.
And this doesn't necessarily have to do with ice cream.
Okay.
But right the week before Easter, we have chicks in Chick-fil-A. You let them out. You let them out and let them run around.
Chickadees.
Yellow baby chicks. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then do people get to keep them or catch them or what do?
I don't know.
So you really haven't thought this through.
I was just spitballing. meatballing.
Ooh.
Damn, Daniel.
You could set up one of those hamster mazes, and that goes around the actual restaurant,
those.
Right?
I love those.
The tubes?
God, I love those. The wheel where he runs on it, right?
Yes.
That, but also, yeah. If you think of a hamster in a maze, doesn't that make you think back to your days when you were hanging out in the lab?
I didn't like that. I didn't like the man that I worked for. I didn't like that when Mark St. John used to make me make those tapes. That was no fun at all. No. And that was not good to the animals.
I'm talking further back.
So, Charlie, take your pants off and step on that hamster. I don't want to.
No,
I don't want to.
No, I'm not thinking about it.
He said, you do that and keep your job.
No, not the crush videos.
He got arrested for that later on. What?
I'm talking about a long time ago when you were a young man and you were in the laboratory. Remember, you used to have to race the rat through the maze.
I was very, very frustrating. I can walk you through it because I've gone through hours of therapy to get over that. But the way it would work is they put a rat in one maze, they put me in a human-sized maze, and we get done doing the race, which rarely would I win.
Yeah, of course.
Mind you. And then at the end of the race, there's a guy that would take the hamster back to his cage, and I'd go talk to a doctor that would put a stethoscope on my testicles.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Well, another winter is almost over, and March, true to form, has come in like a lion, and hopefully will go out like a lamb. At least that's how March works here in the United States. But did you know that March behaves differently in other countries? Norway, for example, March comes in like a polar bear and goes out like a walrus. Or take the case of Honduras, where March comes in like a lamb and goes out like a salt marsh harvest mouse. Let us compare this to the Maldive Islands, where March comes in like a wildebeest and goes out like an ant. A tiny little ant about this big. Unlike the Malay Peninsula, where March comes in like a worm-eating fern bird and goes out like a worm-eating fern bird. In fact, their whole year is like a worm-eating fern bird. Or consider the Republic of South Africa, where March comes in like a lion and goes out like a different lion. Like one has a mane and one doesn't have a mane. Or in certain parts of South America, where March swims in like a sea otter, then it slithers out like a giant anaconda. There you can buy land real cheap, you know? And there's a country where March hops in like a kangaroo and stays a kangaroo for a while, and then it becomes a slightly smaller kangaroo. Then for a couple days, it's sort of a cross between a frilled lizard and a common house cat. Wait. Then it changes back into a smaller kangaroo, and then it goes out like a wild dingo. Now, it's not Australia. Now, you'd think it would be Australia, but it's not. Now, look, pal! I know a country where March comes in like an emu and goes out like a tapir, and they don't even know what it means. All right? Now, listen, there are 9 different countries where March comes in like a frog and goes out like a golden retriever. But that's not the weird part. No, the weird part is the frog. The frog part is... The weird part is...
The Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
Oh, man. I watched that live. Yeah. I was in agony. I was in pain. I was laughing that hard at that bit. John Belushi, gone too soon, coming to you live from the Cappy Piper Studio in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., This is the Mike O'Mara Show, on the air and online worldwide. The Mike O'Mara Show, a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners on the planet. They get it, and if you're here, you get it too, and we say welcome, especially to our new listeners. Great to have you along for the ride. Our show today is brought to you by the fine, fine folks at Texture. We've become a society of bingers. It's how we watch our television. It's how we watch our movie content.
Yes.
And, people like to get their content when they want it. Now, thanks to Texture, it's also the best way to read magazines. You know what you like, so Texture lets you get all the magazines you want, and they do it in one super convenient place, right on your tablet or smartphone. Binge away and, just curl up with your tablet in the afternoon and read all your magazine content. It's all there for you. It's much neater than stacks and stacks of magazines in the house. You can breeze through hundreds of the world's most popular magazines. So don't just bin on on Esquire or Golf Digest like I do, the Texture editorial team will recommend new content for me each and every day.
Every day.
Super easy to use. Just click the headlines and Texture takes you instantly to the article. Stop wasting time, wasting paper, wasting money. Get Texture today, and you can share it with the whole family. And the best part, Texture is offering a free trial right now. When you go to texture.com/TMOS, you will get immediate access to all of the top magazines, including back issues and bonus video content. Try Texture for free right now at texture.com/TMOS. That's texture.com/TMOS. And thank you. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Great to be with you on the Mike O'Mara Show from Chateau Relaxo on the southwest coast of Florida. Yes, sir.
Super Wednesday.
Super Wednesday, as the Hotel O'Mara continues saying, how was your day? See you later. Thanks a lot. I'm going to work. Enjoy. Yes, 25 showers. Take your showers. My kid's sick. What?
How long do you still have house guests? Because this is your last batch of house guests.
Elizabeth will leave on Saturday. Elizabeth will leave on Saturday.
Is she leaving her friends behind, or are they all leaving
together? One of her friends will leave on Thursday evening by plane. And then Elizabeth and her friend will leave Saturday morn. And officially for the season, unless I have any late-minute, last-minute deals available, Chateau Relaxo will be closed for the season.
Oh, okay, because I was on on Orbits, and there was nothing available.
No vacancy.
At your house.
Yes, it's no vacancies. It's fine. I love to see my family members, love to see my daughter, love to see that. It's it's everybody that comes down to visit. It's just, it's been interesting. All right, you know what? Let's lead with this. Get right to it.
Yes.
Let's get right to the whole thing that I know you guys love to talk about. My dysfunctional personality.
No. Okay? No. Not you.
Well, what they have this weekend here at Cocoonville is what is called the Invitational.
Ooh.
And slowly but surely.
Is it a golf-themed event?
It is a golf-themed event. And slowly but surely, these gentlemen have had all of their friends come into town to participate in what will be a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, a three-day extravaganza where the course will be closed to people like me so that they can play golf with their friends in a competitive setting. That's what it is. Every place where they play golf does this.
Like your own tournament with your friends.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Wow, I've never heard of such a thing.
The Mike O'Mara Pro-Am.
That's pretty cool.
That is neat.
What's required, well, you're somehow indicating that I'm participating. I'm not participating.
But you're a member.
No. I am not playing in this tournament. I am not doing that. This speaks to the whole thing that I talk about. And by the way, feeling more like that today than ever. The outsider factor. The outsider factor where, look, you know, I don't know what it is. I want to be social. A lot of things have gotten better in my life, and a lot of things have gotten weird in my life. The fact is, moving to two areas where we are not necessarily connected, has been problematic, to be perfectly honest with you. It's been a little odd. It's been a little different.
Look at it under a microscope. Let's just focus on the tournament for now.
Yes.
You pay your dues. You know people. You golf with people down there. Why aren't you invited to the Invitational? That doesn't seem fair.
Well, no. It doesn't work like that. Anybody can be in this thing. You have to get a friend to come down, and then you sign up for it. This is being excluded.
It's him having friends.
It's me having friends.
Yes.
That's what it comes down. Listen to me when I have visitors, my own children in the house. Listen to, I sound like Jerry Seinfeld. Listen to me. Listen to the way that's working. It's just the whole deal is, you guys know that this has been, these last 3 weeks, 4 weeks, have been the most stressful of my life as far as doing this show.
Yes.
Because of issues that we've been trying to resolve and work. So, but with that said, when I reflect and we get invited to a party and it's nice and stuff like that, but I'm like, I don't know. Maybe it's being down here. I don't know. I think about Virginia. I think about Florida. I think about Maine. I think I have difficulty connecting. I think I'm like so many weirdos and oddballs. I am one of those guys. The secret is out. The people that do this for a living, we are oddities. We don't connect normally. That's why we love doing this. It's why we require doing this, because we don't connect normally. I would venture to say that Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana probably pursue a far more stable social life than everything all right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When your fingers dance, makes me nervous today.
At least they're moving.
Makes me nervous.
Yeah. Just running the board, Mike.
Everything all right?
Everything is great.
Just checking. I would say you two guys have a more social world, normal social world than I do. I always, and this is, I am purging myself. This is like true psychotherapy.
Tell us everything.
Right here, right now. Here it is. I said this to my wife the other night. I said, I always feel like an outsider lately. I feel like I'm an outsider. I feel like I'm
when
an outsider with my family up in Maine. It started when we moved. And to be honest with you, it probably started to a certain extent when we started doing the podcast. Because socially, I would roll in for an event I was getting paid for, and everybody would be into it, and it would be fine. And I'd go home, and that would be it. And then I had a bar. And then I had people around me because I owned a bar.
Right.
And I'm not saying that I'm paranoid. There's a difference between feeling like an outcast and feeling paranoid. I knew that, you know, it was fine because that's why a lot of people were hanging out with me. I own the goddamn bar. That's when I would sit there and socially I would be with people. Then you add the other people that I socialize with. It's weird. It's
well,
not
it is
normal.
Weird.
A lot of
what?
People that I socialize with like to pound until they're blind.
Let's be honest
sex
with you.
I mean,
a parallel, Mike.
No, I'm talking about alcohol, Oscar Santana, for God's sake.
Now,
stop it.
You know, we didn't feel like outsiders when we worked at the radio station WJFK because every day we'd go into an environment and there would be people there. People, some we liked, some we didn't, but you were forced to interact and there are a lot of people. You know when I felt like an outsider? When we moved the show to Rockville and it was just, the four or five of us?
That was so horrible.
Very hard to do.
I felt like an outsider in the grocery store across the street where we would pick up our lunch.
Right.
I felt like an outsider driving there. I felt like an outsider anywhere I would go.
Because you're driving to Canada from Virginia.
Exactly.
It was strange. But this down here. Yeah. Okay.
But is this not similar? This is a little similar.
No, I play with the guys. They know who I am. All right.
Right.
I think it's getting better. I think it's getting better with my family up in Maine. But still, that nagging feeling of when you hop around, when you move, when you leave where you were. There is, but I think even back to when I lived in Virginia, there's that connection thing that I never got right. I wish I was better at it. I guess that's what I'm trying to say.
It's tough because if they were going to film a movie around Mike's social life, right?
Yes.
They should title it Fracture.
They should call it Room.
Most of your social, I would say, the way that you set up a social circle stems from A, your workplace,
yep.
Or B, your relationships. And you've went through two marriages, which I'm sure all the friends...
Gone through.
You've gone through two marriages.
I was going to let it slide.
And you have probably had a social circle there, then they all picked her side, because that's all they do, right?
Yeah. They always go with the chick.
So you lost all their friends, but some of them were probably yours.
Those
and then
jerks.
You've got Carla.
I did. He's absolutely right. And we'll start with marriage, too.
Okay. So marriage, too.
And it's not... And by the way, I was more connected to people socially up there, but just the very nature of going through a divorce. Anybody that's divorced can probably speak to this. That happens.
People choose.
That happens. Oscar, it's not as simple as that. I think that that happened on both sides.
Oh, okay.
Because I think ultimately what it was it's like having a disease. People don't want to be around that discomfort, especially if you are in a couple's intensive environment.
Right.
And so that's what happened. And then flash forward to down here, the simple truths are that we are, I think, still oddities down here. And I'm not quite sure. And then throw in the politics issue too.
Yeah, you're not typical. That's true.
Yeah.
You're not typical.
But here's the thing.
And also
but
it's
here it
tough
is. Here
to
it
make
is.
Relationships at all.
But here it is. This is not it's not their fault because Carla the other night says, Mr. and Mrs. Bada Bada, gave us an invite. They're having cocktails. Can we go there? And you know what my first reaction was?
What?
Oh, that's fantastic. It was, who are they? and then I went, all right. I'm trying to plug in. I swear to God, I'm trying to plug in. But I am so miserable trying to do it. And I don't know why that is. I just want to be better at it, but I feel like a square peg in a round hole. This is like a psychiatrist.
Are you
couch.
Coming
I
back? I feel like
to
a vibe.
Virginia?
I feel, maybe not Manassas, but I feel a vibe that you're coming back, baby.
You know what? Let me answer it this way. No, I'm not coming back to Virginia.
Oh, okay.
No, I don't see that happening.
Maryland.
But no, I'm not coming back to Maryland. But am I staying here? I would say maybe.
Really?
I would say maybe. I'm not sure. I love, love, love so many things about here, but it has been a little unsettled, more than I ever would have predicted. Be careful what you wish for. The fact is there are financial realities, too,
sure,
about having a house down here, which I've had for a long time. So not to get that. I'm just wondering, but here's the thing. I'm wondering if I go somewhere else, I'm going to another new neighborhood, going into another situation like that, and I'm not somebody that necessarily has to be in the community with, you know, kids running around. Because I don't want to be the 80-year-old guy in that neighborhood, too. But I don't, even when people reach out to me socially and want me to do things, I always feel put upon. I feel like it's not.
Do you think they're including you because you are the entertainer?
I don't know.
Maybe
no,
they're
not
friends
at all.
With Carla. Let's invite Carla, and then we got to invite
Mike. And then we got to invite the other yeah. guy. Yeah.
It's just, for example, I will sit on the patio with these guys that I play golf all the time with.
Right.
And this is going to sound so dramatic.
Yes.
Sometimes I feel like I'm not even there.
Oh.
We'll maybe continue this. Maybe we won't. Chateau Relaxo, we'll be right back.
Hello? Hello, it's me, Pedro. I don't have much to say, but I want to tell you that while I ride my bike to school, I like to listen to the Cake and Cookie Show with Rob and Katie. They're really good. I was looking for a podcast about building cakes or something, and it wasn't until a few episodes in that I realized that Cake and Cookies wasn't about cake or cookies. But I still like Rob and Katie, so I still listen. You can find them on iTunes or on the Michael Mara Show app. I'm feeling really hot. I'm going to go home and lie down.
Cake and Cookies. Rob and Katie. It's the Rob and Katie Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. I love that. Welcome back. Brought to you by Nuts.com. Mm. When's the last time you looked at the nuts in your grocery store? If you look at them, you know they're puny. They're weaklings is what they are.
Yes.
That's what they are. You know what you have to do? Do what so many of the Mike O'Mara Show listeners have done. They have gone to Nuts.com to get the best, delicious, top quality nuts, and you need nuts.com. Everyone goes nuts for them. They're fantastic. It's the best way to have nutritious, delicious, healthy nuts and so much more delivered straight to your door. I really want to say, on behalf of everybody on the show, we love your response to the good people at nuts.com, because you know what? We knew before we started telling you about it what the quality level
yes.
was, and now you're discovering it, and I think everybody's getting into it. Even their website, it's so easy to use.
Fun.
Even their packaging is fun. It's really like getting a Christmas present when the order from nuts.com arrives at your door. It's really good. Organic, gluten-free, with or without salt, sugar-free. They've got coffees, teas, gift sets, nuts.com. They've got it all. Remember this name, nuts.com. Big, salty, sweet, whatever kind you want to munch on. Let them take care of you and your taste buds right now. New customers get to choose 4 free samples from over 50 options when you go to nuts.com and enter our code. You'll love it, TMOS, a $15 value. That's nuts.com. Thanks for supporting them. And TMOS for free, 4 free samples with your order. Just go to nuts.com for full details. Nuts.com and TMOS, the perfect pair. Welcome back to the Psychotherapy Show, Psychotherapy 101. Do you two, is there any part of either one of you, before we make one more move on the show,
yes.
that think I might be losing my mind?
Yeah, I made a list, if you don't mind.
Oh, he made a list.
Yes, I made a list during
nice.
That commercial break. From what I've seen, what we've talked about today, Mike, and I got to tell you that not a lot of people get to open up the way you do. And
yes,
it's a blessing.
Please go. Please, I know we're entertaining
it.
Here, and laughter
it.
Is the medicine.
Yes.
But, well, no, you know what? Don't hold back. I will
I'm
sacrifice
not,
my psyche for the show, because
no,
I know this is going to be painful.
It's not
I feel
painful.
Right
no, no.
now what Oscar's going to do is going to be painful
it's
for me.
This is
painful.
Going to help you, and it's actually going to be good for everybody. I saw Joy and Oscar. It's so rare that Oscar does anything during a show.
Yes.
But what he did was he eagerly stole my pen, and I said, oh my God.
My pen.
He's up to something.
Yes.
So this,
right. yes.
this will help us all.
Okay, some bullet points and really some takeaways from our conversation.
At the end of the day, amazing. That's all the things
you've
said.
Got. you've got beautiful weather, right? Whether you're here or Maine, I would say 80% of the time, 90% of the time,
yes.
you've got beautiful weather.
Right. Yep.
Mm-hmm. And so that's something that a lot of people in this world, that alone
Absolutely.
Is worth losing a limb for, right?
Right.
Then you've got golf on demand.
You know it is. It's and right now we're in the most beautiful stretch of weather that we've ever been in. It's absolutely
so. Just so I know, is this the best time of year for Florida weather? Because you're in the sweet
it's
spot
gorgeous.
Right now, right?
This is fantastic. I love it down here. I mean, I love the whole thing. I do. And you know, I mean, I'm just it's a combination of circumstances that you just wonder. You know, where when you get unsettled, when you make a big move, you just wonder, man. You wonder. So many factors come into play. But I should not react when I receive an invitation to something. I should not be. I worry that I'm becoming totally antisocial.
A recluse.
I worry. A recluse. I truly.
A hermit.
I wonder about that. You know, I wonder about, you know, I'm. But I do love going out and playing that little game. That's bliss for me.
Ding,
I truly enjoy
that. Next one on my list, Mike. Golf on demand.
That's true. You overlook a golf course. Walking distance to the first hole, right?
Right? Yes.
All right. Thank you, Mike. You know, we were just talking about how antisocial he is.
Yes.
So antisocial, he's not even talking to us anymore.
Yeah. Apparently, there's some sort of weather event. Maybe not the weather. Maybe it's more of a lack of fiber event.
Well, no. I think he's regular. I think what it is... is that Mike O'Mara can change the weather based on his mood.
The weather.
So, we shall press on.
You know what's interesting about all this is, as we're looking through the clock, and we really, what we usually do is record in the mornings, and then we get the show to you midday. It's going to be posted a little later today simply because of the issues we're having here, really in Florida. But time is everything, right?
And it's of the essence.
And I told Mike, I said to Mike, you know, I think 2 weeks ago I said, you should probably think about setting your appointments a little later on in the day just in case we have issues.
Right.
And I looked at Rob today and I said, well, you know, I've been looking for a home for some time now. And there was a home that I had found.
Yes.
A 50-50 shot if we get it. And
you mean someone, you're only buying half of it?
Well, no. Apparently, the only home I've ever bought on my own was my condo, and that was rebuilt. Right?
That's right. And it was also the size of a big Evian bottle. That is the actual size of the apartment.
Yeah, the big one.
It is a 1.5 liter apartment.
It cost $3. So when they inspected that home, I was there, and I actually saw them build it because I was living in the building.
Well, what it was an old building that had been like rent control deal, right?
Yes.
So, and they bought it. They bought the people
they
out.
They gutted it out when I lived there. I probably shaved 10 years off of my life.
Sure, I remember that.
Yeah.
You bought two parking spots.
Solid lead paint situation.
Asbestos.
Yeah. I remember waking up and you're like,
the lead paint.
I wonder
the
why
it's
there's so
sweet.
Much dust mm-hmm. everywhere.
Yeah, it's like
dust.
It's like
what did you just push that totally messed that up?
I didn't know. I just moved your fader.
Okay. Move it again because I heard a yes.
Yeah,
oh, that the dog board.
I know.
Jesus
when
Christ.
When it rains, it pours.
Am I being too loud here or
no,
everything
no,
fine?
No, I just touched it. Just barely grazed it.
So when they inspected the condo,
right.
It was quick, in and out. I had seen the progress. There was two or three things. The process of inspecting a house, right?
Oh, huge.
Mm-hmm. That's a different animal. And my dumbass, and keep that in, the lady calls, she says, look, before we do anything, I know you want an inspection. I'd rather pay for an inspection before going through the whole rigmarole.
Sure.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't even know. Like, I'm going to call my old man and see what the hell he can do for me. Which means a lot of begging and a lot of papa.
Oh, financial.
Yeah, financial.
You're not looking for like a rub down
clearly.
Or anything.
Yeah. No rub down. He's in Latin America right now. Oh, wire transfer. If this works out. But
always. That is so suspect. The wire transfer of money.
Oh, yeah. From South America.
International.
You get a big Bolivian wire
international.
Transfer.
International.
Not going to raise any worries anywhere.
He said, get inspected. You get a house inspected. And you can get a house inspected even if you're interested in it. You don't have to actually buy it.
Sure. You can do it as a hobby.
Right. Well, I know. Think about it, right? Instead of going through the entire financial, pulling your taxes, everything, you can just say, okay, I want to know what's really up with this house. How much more do I have to put in?
Okay. So the reason behind it would be before you move forward.
Yes.
It's a first step as opposed to a final step.
It can be. It's non-traditional, but I'd rather pay the... $250-$300 then deal with the headache of going through all of that.
I understand.
Mm-hmm. And the sellers are open to it, so I scheduled it for noon today. Right now it's 12:14. If you're keeping track of it, and that's past noon.
Yes,
I imagine there's a truck, the realtor, my girlfriend. God bless her. As I text her, I said, it's all you. Good luck.
Did you hire like an inspector?
Inspector Gadget.
That is, he is your advocate.
Yeah.
He comes in and looks through it.
Unless
right?
Claude comes in and takes him out.
Yeah, he comes in. Well, he might have Penny with him.
Yeah.
Penny his nephew.
So,
niece, yeah.
That was Inspector Gadget stick for you little fellas out there.
That's helicopter right. Helicopter. People that used to be little.
No, the little fellas will know.
No, they're right. Yeah. No, it's not
know,
on anymore.
But I'm not little.
No, you're okay. You're thin.
I'm full grown.
So Dr. Clark comes in and he decides if it's something that we want to deal with.
Something valid.
Yeah. And I should be there. but I'm here.
Right.
So I actually took my advice that I gave to Mike, and I said, it's good for Mike, not good for me.
Yeah, right? Do as I say, not as I do.
I completely, totally miscalculated what that's about. Now, how long does a home inspection take?
The size of the house you're buying,
postage
about 6 minutes.
Okay. An hour?
I think about 2 hours. It was 2 hours for ours.
Two hours? It's very little. It's smaller than yours. We're talking about maybe, so my current place, I think, has 674 square feet.
Yeah, it feels this like 675, though.
This one may have 100 more.
Well, you see, but there's so many things. I mean, they've got to check all of the electrical stuff. They've got to check all your plumbing. They got to go over a fine-tooth comb on the walls to make sure the paint matches. You know, that was one of our big things. Bad paint patching.
Ooh.
And paint matching.
I never thought about that.
Yeah, and your inspector, they'll spot all that stuff.
What about the drainage ditches?
I don't think you'll be dealing with a lot of drainage ditches in the District of Columbia, but you do want to check the speed of your drains because you know what you're dealing with. This is an older house that you're buying, right? Like
colonial days.
Oh, really? George Washington?
Ooh. Yes.
Short ceilings?
Martha used to live there.
Martha Zabayo.
When she was single.
Oh, back when she was swinging?
Yes.
Yeah, and she'd go hit the bars and stuff?
Yeah, if you were here for the tea party when it happened in Boston, and you were celebrating in the Potomac.
That's right.
Yes.
Well, she called it the Sea Party. It was the Washington Sea Party. But, I mean, seriously, how old is that? Is it to the age where they have, like, the lower ceilings and everything?
I think it was built in 1850.
Wow.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. That's why.
Pre-war. That war.
Yeah.
If you ever say, well, that Santana does whatever he wants when he wants, and he makes the podcast a second tier priority, that's not true.
No, you're prioritizing today.
Mm-hmm. I looked at Rob and I said, probably not going to buy that house now because I'm not there for the inspection. Probably not going to pass muster.
Muster?
Yes.
Well, you know, honestly, I was there. I think I was there for half of my home inspection.
Half?
Yeah, because ours was scheduled and we were still an afternoon drive.
Also, you understand my pain.
Yeah, well, no, because I was so flipping glad to get out of there. Because you know what? You're useless at a home inspection.
Oh.
You really are. You've never
done this
before.
Yeah, but I'm pretty handy.
No, that doesn't enter into it.
What's up with that brick and mortar work?
Well, yeah, but you know what? You're gonna go there, you're gonna feel out of place, and you'll probably hold your tongue when you shouldn't.
I would rather be there to hear everything. I did tell Shannon to record everything.
Okay.
Now, if I get a Cloverfield video back, I might be a little upset about that.
Yeah, this will be a new podcast. Shannon hosting your home inspection.
What do you know about DTI?
DTI, down to intercourse?
Debt to income level.
I don't. Well, won't you explain it to me, please?
Certainly painful to hear if you're not in a mature state of your potential earnings.
Okay, and he's really clicks and pops is all I'm getting here right now.
And you just spent a good amount of money. Maybe you have some educational loans out, right?
Okay, so what you're saying is you're trying to figure out where you are at financially as opposed to what you owe and what you've got.
What can possibly be had? What type of dollars need to be allocated for such a purchase, right?
In hand. Yeah.
My credit score, over 800. Thank you.
But you can be really, really in debt and have a magnificent credit score.
Yeah, I might have heard that in passing.
The credit score, otherwise known as, I make the minimum payment on time every month.
But your DTI can only go up to 45%, I've learned. And by that, I mean your debt to income, 45% of your income, that's the cap. Like you can't go past that to be able to qualify for some sort of mortgage, right?
All right.
And I currently have my postage stamp condo, which is something that I think I might have to sell because I have good equity in it, right?
Right.
Because I got the buy-in from the inside prices
six
years ago now, I feel.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd like to rent it out.
Sure.
To like a pony boy or somebody, right?
Don't rent it to pony.
No, well, I wouldn't rent it to
him. It smells like smoke.
Oh, yeah.
I would smoke inside.
You would smoke inside.
I'd never smoke inside.
In your apartment?
Never. Never. Never once.
It's you and your chinchilla sitting there.
It's really not a chinchilla. His nicotine-addled sugar glider.
Yeah.
Just
his wings smell like cigarettes for his next hit.
Yeah, this is my sugar glider. His name is Philip Morris.
No, it's Ash.
Ash the sugar glider?
Yes. Nick. Philip Morris died. Or Philip and Morris. Which one died?
It was Miracle.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The aptly named Miracle.
The wrong Miracle.
Exactly. So what you should do is, you know what they used to do?
So I'm not there and I'm here.
Okay,
but I gotta tell you that I am.
What?
I'm like, eh. I'd rather be doing this.
Well, of course.
Right? I'd rather be doing this.
A home inspection sucks. I will tell you that. And also at the
time. And if it's bad news, I'd rather hear it after the fact. Send me a report.
Yeah, you don't want to see it going down. Yes. The whole problem with it.
Yeah.
So
50-50 shot.
Will she text you if they say there's standing water in the basement? Or
I don't know. No basement.
Okay. All
no
right.
Basement.
Two floors?
Barely.
Well, what does that mean?
They're not real floors. There are stairs. The stairs were built in 1850 or whatever.
You keep saying that.
So the stairs, there may be an angle at some of the stairs.
Oops. Oh, well,
not
you mean like some belt,
wear and
some
tear.
Settling? Yeah.
Do the stairs lead anywhere?
Or is it like a haunted
they go to
house?
The they go to the second level, yeah.
Okay. And,
the second two level? Bedrooms upstairs.
All right. Is one of the quarters originally for the help?
I don't know. If help would have stayed there because of two bedrooms.
Right.
Oh, this is probably old timey days where you would stay in two separate bedrooms.
Well, you know what? Because you're not married yet, you really should be staying in two separate bedrooms too.
The one upside is it has a backyard.
It does?
Yes. A really narrow backyard, but it has a backyard.
It's a backyard for skinny people.
Yes.
Oh, that'll be all right.
Yeah. If you and I actually, because you're tall, right?
Right.
You got a good wingspan on you. If we touched... If we actually expanded our arms and touched pinkies or fingers,
yes,
we would actually
so hot.
Yes, interlock them. We would touch both sides of the yard.
There is a friend of mine, John, who just got a place in Old Town, and it is that narrow. It is narrow. Beautiful place.
Narrow.
But you really, you feel like you need to walk sideways, or at least I do.
it's certainly tight. But it's in the city, and you know. But I guess again. The reason why my voice may sound a little...
You're under pressure. You're pulling a David Bowie right now.
Yeah, I just say, I don't know what's going on. I don't know if this is that important, but apparently it is.
Well, you know, things happen because things happen, and that's why they happen. So.
Yeah. Pony.
Yes.
Speaking of maybe buying a home one day, do you ever think about that?
I do, and then I remember how much money I make, and then I don't.
Ouch.
Ooh. Burn.
Slam. Yeah, just not in there. Yes. Yeah.
He also has
right
the second half of entire day usually where he can do other things.
That's true. Yes. And think of the money that he just pours into cigarettes that he doesn't smoke inside. By the way, I'm not buying it for a second. What about during the blizzard?
Nope.
Really?
Never. I never do. Never smoke inside.
You go outside, you put your parka on and roll out?
Absolutely.
That's respectful. You never put your head out the window? I've seen a lot of cigarette smokers do that.
Nope. No,
like that's how they're
going to
cheat the system.
Exhale.
No,
out
blows back in.
Or get a paper towel holder and a filter and just throw it right in there.
How about a piece of plastic tubing?
Yeah.
You can just, you know, jam the...
The dryer sheet.
Dryer
on the end.
You know what you should do?
What?
You should start using a cigarette holder like Franklin Delano Roosevelt used to extend the length of your cigarette, and then you can just point it out the window.
That's brilliant.
Yeah.
So if anybody ever says, we got to look at your DTI closely, that's really not good news.
You're not going to say, look at my DTI. Oh, boy.
DTI. Right. I think what's killing me, what's actually... You know, really further my lot in life is business school.
Right.
But that's what's killing me right now.
You know what?
It's killing me, Smalls.
It is a catch-22. It is. But what you need to do is make sure you take a class on pre-Civil War economics so you know how to pay for your tiny, thin house. Oscar has bought a house. The only reason he's bought it to make me feel even fatter.
No,
because one
no.
day I'll come over and I'll just get wedged in.
I think the doorways are thinner too.
Oh, I'm sure they are. Why isn't Rhonda
I don't even know how. I was thinking. You know, this is probably premature here. We're months out, right?
Sure.
If this if even moves forward, but if you had to get, I know you can get different beds up the actual stairs because they come in the sleep numbers come in sections.
Of
right?
course, yeah.
But if I started thinking about it, I was like, well, what if you wanted to get a desk up there for an office?
I know what you
do. Take it apart.
IKEA.
Oh!
It comes flat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but building those are just like in Deadpool. A blind lady couldn't even put it together.
Oscar, I'll show up with my Allen wrench. I won't be able to fit in the house, but I'll hand you the Allen wrench.
It's just a disaster.
I'll call down.
I almost called it off.
Really?
Because I knew that we were backed up. I said, well, God's telling us it's not meant to be. Mike moved to Florida with S Connection, and now I can't go to this home inspection. Not meant to be.
But other than
Call
that,
off.
Perfect. Absolutely perfect. All right, let's take a break, and I'll tell you where my daughter and my wife are today. This will shock and amaze you.
I can't wait.
All right, we'll be back right after this. It is the Mike O'Mara Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by ZipRecruiter.com. Let's face facts. Your company is only as good as the people you hire, but hiring the best people isn't easy. And you can bet there's other companies out there trying to get them first. You need an edge. You need ZipRecruiter.com. Trust me, one single job posting, not going to find the quality candidates you need. If you're already short-staffed, you don't have the time to deal with dozens of different job sites. Thanks to ZipRecruiter.com, you can post to over 100 job sites with one single click and be instantly matched to the best candidates from over 6 million resumes. 6 million. Just one post, and within 24 hours, watch your candidates appear in ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. Real ZipRecruiter clients say that ZipRecruiter has transformed the recruiting process from painful to easy. ZipRecruiter has been used by over 400,000 businesses, and you can try it right now absolutely free. Do it. You can try ZipRecruiter today, and it's free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS and get started. Try it for free right now at ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS.
Thank you, Mike. Do you know what it is?
What's
it
that?
It is the beginning of concert season.
Ooh.
And I really, this is so sad. I have genuinely lost count. Julia is seeing Fall Out Boy again today. I think it might be 8 times in a calendar year that she's seen the band.
Man. And you know, all I think about is the dollars.
Oh, and you know what? It's another one with the meet and greet.
How much are you really spending on this? And I know you want to do everything for your kids.
Actually, these tickets Julia bought with the money she made at the pumpkin farm.
She paid for it.
She paid for her ticket. I think Carrie had to pay for her own ticket. I don't know. I'm excluded.
That's community money.
That is community money. Yes. But I actually have a series of texts from the crazy girls that are on their wild trip. Because it's not a local concert.
Oh, where is it?
It's in Charlottesville. They're playing John Paul Jones Arena at UVA.
Last time I checked, it's a school day.
It is, but, you know, Julia keeps her grades up. That is our standing deal.
Yesterday was a day off.
Yesterday was a day off.
Today is not.
That's right, because of Super Tuesday.
What the hell is going on in your home?
I have no idea anymore. And you know what? Normally it would be I could escape my home, come here, and be in a happy place. Today's not a particularly happy place here.
Did you get a chance to get out of school when you were a kid for things like this?
I would get what was called one SPIWAC holiday a year. And if I prearranged it and I kept up my grade, you never got a holiday?
No.
Well,
SPIWAC, you are setting a tradition.
Yes.
That generally isn't probably a healthy tradition.
Here's the thing.
Isn't summer the holiday for kids?
And the
spring break and fall break and Christmas break.
But our deal with them is if they keep their grades up and there's no problems along the way. By the way, Robert just turned in his best report card he's ever had. Julia remains an honor student, has been an honor student.
It's working out, apparently.
That's fair.
So here's the most recent group text I got from. This is from a Julia and Carrie group text. They were up early this morning. And by the way, my Aunt Lynn, who lives in Charlottesville, kind enough to put them up. So we're not having to,
of course,
put out for
a... impose on all your family to make this happen.
Of course. Well, you know, you have to. It is, what is it, our TDI?
Yes.
We had to improve
TDI.
Had to improve our TDI. Or DTI.
Yeah.
DTI.
TDI is a Volkswagen.
Oh, and a beautiful automobile there. Carrie says, the best quote so far, Julia said, Patrick is like, that's the lead singer of Fall Out Boy.
And everybody knows Pete.
Yeah.
Pete, but no one knows Patrick.
No.
And Patrick's...
Nobody's into a chubby lead singer.
Oh, he lost some weight.
He did.
Yeah,
good for him.
Finally, 7 years later.
Put it back on, too. I like to track him at their appearances. Julia says, Patrick is like a great big ball of fluff full of love.
Oh, God.
Julia replies, LOL. Carrie says, that's what I can say when I meet him. Because they're doing the meet and greet. And Julia says, don't! And then an emoji of a guy rubbing his eyes or laughing or
Your
something.
Your wife is too into this.
Yeah, she Pete loves Wentz it. Was riding on her back last time.
Yeah, who knows what will happen this time?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and a smaller arena, too.
I mean, I guess that's a healthy atmosphere to take teenagers to. Right?
I suppose.
Well, not at all. All the whippets.
Yeah.
Right? All the weed, the ganja.
The drugs.
Yeah, ecstasy.
You know what? This is going to be a healthier one, though, because it's not being opened by Wiz Khalifa this time. They don't have an opening act of Wiz Khalifa.
Okay.
So you won't smell the dank smell of pot hanging heavy in the air.
Those are memories I imagine your daughter will always cherish. I don't know about the holiday, though. The Santana's
holiday?
Never had a holiday.
Mm-mm. Yeah, but look at you. You've turned out so embittered.
No.
Two doctors and a DJ.
I'm happy, but I'm also, to be fair, like, I feel like I could be working harder.
Right.
Like, I know that there's a lot on my plate.
Yes.
But there are times where I say...
For example, you could be at the home inspection.
I could be there. Mm-hmm. We could start the show at 8 a.m. now and to get to allot time till noon.
That's right.
Right?
And then you'd still only be an hour late.
Yeah, I'd only be an hour late. But I'm always constantly trying to find ways where I could... And this isn't, oh, look at me, hard worker Johnny. No. This is really...
It's hard worker Johnny.
It's Jonathan.
It's trying to... Jonathan. It's trying to maximize my output in my, I guess, prime years.
This I understand. Mm-hmm, and right? Don't you think it's a little different, the situation you're in, it's a little different than being a freshman in high school?
Yes. But if you take, I guess, your playbook and yes. apply it to what you've built for your life.
Right.
Do you maximize your output?
Me?
Yes.
Probably not.
I would say no.
And you would, and you knew the answer to that before. You asked. So, you mostly just asked that to make things awkward.
No. So I think the setting the precedent of a holiday.
A SPWAC holiday, yes.
Really says, I've earned this mm-hmm. when you technically, you're doing what you're supposed to be doing anyways. And then you're given vacation time at work. So that's mm-hmm. the vacation time they give you.
Right.
But rewarding yourself over that. Given reward that society allows you.
But my playbook is not to take a SPWAC holiday. I'm here every day.
No, you're fine.
Okay.
I'm talking about if the hours in the afternoon that you're like, oh, woe is me. I've worked a 4-hour day. I'm good to go.
And that's what I say pretty much as I leave here. You've heard it in the hallways. You know, yes, there's wonderful yeah. echo in the hallways.
But we're not hanging drywall. Oh. We are not hanging drywall.
Far from it.
And
far
if
from
gun to your head... All of us could pick up a second job.
Yes, of
right?
course. Yeah,
gun to our heads.
I don't know. I mean, I'm working from the time I get home till like 8 o'clock.
Yeah, but that is, I get that because you're doing 10 other things in the background, right?
Right.
I get that. But Rob certainly, and we used to talk about to this point with Rob when we were in Manassas.
Right.
Right. We're like, hey man, there's a ton of jobs that'll give mm-hmm. you a shift from 6 to 9 or
exactly.
6 to 10. And you all, I think, well, when we had that conversation years ago, said, I like being home.
I do.
Yes.
So, yeah. But so also, being at home does, this may seem silly. It's not a SPWAC holiday.
Yes.
But most of the time when I'm home, I'm doing stuff that will benefit this show. Be it production, mm-hmm. be it surfing the net for finding bits and things
but
like that.
But if you were pushed.
If it was
you
a
could
crisis,
pull it off.
I could do
now,
it. Sure. What size bowling shoes do you wear? Let me spray them and I'll have them for you in just a second.
It doesn't even have to be that.
I know.
You can work at home. Actually, I've given you opportunities to work other jobs.
You have?
Yes.
You have.
How is that working out?
It didn't work out because, you know what? If I prioritize this job,
yes.
by the time I was done with what I wanted to do to put this show where I wanted it to be, there wasn't time enough to do
yes.
it.
Yes.
So it didn't work out.
But it was something you could have hypothetically pulled off.
In theory. Just like in theory, you could have been at your house inspection. It could have happened.
That was in my eyes. I was like, this is a perfect fit for SPWAC.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
It was.
When did you bail on that opportunity?
It was, and we can be transparent
yes.
on this. It was gathering sounds for Todd Moore's White Noise.
Tomo.
And I think I did two sounds for him.
But, I'm going to write down what he was getting paid per sound. I'm just going to show you,
okay,
Tony, not
yeah.
for anybody else.
But it was, after a while, it was too much of a problem to go out. And it wasn't just finding a sound.
Yeah, you had to master them.
You had to master them, figure it out. And also, they had to be sounds that, A, hadn't been gathered before. And keep in mind, White Noise had been gathering sounds for years before me.
Absolutely.
And then they, you know, record them, travel to get them. And I did a couple really cool ones, I think. But it didn't
Jesus.
Work. Out. Yeah, exactly.
He's not motivated by dollars. It just wasn't your thing.
That's right.
Yeah, it just wasn't your
it
thing.
Wasn't
like,
well,
I'm not
everything.
I'm not going to do that.
Todd, here's lawnmower. Here's a garden sprinkler.
It's not easy. I would say each one... After you found the sound you wanted,
yeah.
probably required 2 hours of solid work.
2 hours, yeah. And
yes.
maybe a little more if you count the gathering. And then that's once you know what you're going to get
yes.
for the sound.
Yeah.
But it's something you could have done.
Could have done it.
Could
sure.
have done it.
Theory,
yes.
In theory.
In
sure.
theory. In
yeah.
theory.
Mm.
Pony, mm-hmm. for what I just showed you.
Yes.
What do you think?
I think that's a pretty solid deal.
Yeah. So, mm-hmm. but that's not what motivates him.
Mm, that's right.
What do you think motivates him?
Fun.
I love hearing Pony say that. This one.
It just made my day.
And you know what was so great about that? And I'll give him credit for that. No one has ever said the word fun with less fun in their voice.
Yes, yes, it's true.
It's true.
Fun. What motivates him? Fun.
So, I guess that's what my point is. That I wish I was as happy as you.
Right.
But what makes me happy is being productive.
I understand, you know, that.
So we all have different drivers.
Right.
Now, back to my DTI.
Right.
I was thinking, I was like, what could I do? And how and maybe once the lender and everything goes through,
it's not the guy who makes bagels, by the way.
No, no, no.
Yeah, different lender.
But if and again, this is thinking months down the road.
Right.
What other job could I pick up?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I have the bandwidth for anything else. Not until school's over.
All right. Let's move forward to after school.
Yes.
What kind of job? You already do a lot of podcasts, so it shouldn't be another
podcast.
It shouldn't be. Hey, schmacks for the podcast. I heard your podcast, just wanted to say schmacks.
Schmacks.
I don't think another podcast would be the right job because you already do that. And, you know, you've got, you know, X amount of content that you can spread over your thousands of podcasts.
Definitely. So maybe I could be, and I thought about this, an Uber driver in the evenings.
You see, Carrie, when she was looking to pick up a job.
That's not woman's work.
And that's what I told her. I said, you can't be out there by yourself.
Or
doing that.
I could hire a fleet of guys that I manage.
Oh, so you'd be.
That are Uber drivers. That's even better.
That's like Uber.
Yes.
You'd be over Uber.
Yeah, I wouldn't even have to deal with them.
As opposed to Unter Uber.
Because there's a lot of guys that hate even using an app.
Right.
And I'd say, look, I'll buy the phones. I'll supply the cars. That might be mine. My girlfriend's and the one I currently have. You go scoop them up.
How many cars are you going to
supply? Two. And I get my dad's. It's in the garage. Three.
Is that a fleet?
That's a fleet. That's three.
Three's a fleet.
Three's a fleet.
So I get three solid guys that may or may not have criminal records.
Right.
Nothing nothing that's, you know, over the top. But I'm talking about some petty theft.
When will Rob Ford be available?
Yeah, Mac. Or I get some down and out broadcast interns. And I say, gentlemen.
Oh. Or, you know, at this point, you could probably get just down and out broadcasters.
And then I start a fleet.
Get an old WJFK phone list.
Yeah. Hey, guys. Remember when we worked together in 2009?
Yeah, you know what? I'm a better boss than Mr. Liddy. I think we can work something out. Come on over.
But if you had three cars.
Yeah.
Right? And I'd probably have to do this on the down low. But I could undercut Uber.
But
and instead of the U with the logo and their new logo that looks like the Umbot, we would make it a Y. But from afar, the actual body of the Y would be short.
You're missing it out. It would have to be an O, and it would be Oscar. Oscar.
But it would be in the font that Uber was in, right?
And the top part of the O just sort of fades.
And all we would do is roll up and say, did you call an Uber? And then the person would be like, yeah, Mike. Yeah, Mike, get in.
Sure.
Yeah, that's it.
So you would now, you've moved
get
on.
Get on it. And then when we get, it looks like the machine's not working. Hey, man, you got a credit card or something? Right? And they're like, no, I don't have credit. Cash. We'll take cash.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Cash is good.
Yeah, but you ask credit first because you're sophisticated. And then what we do is we take out our Square reader and then we just swipe it right there or PayPal. Mm-hmm.
Or you could have another app that says, here's the closest Bank of America. Head right up to that money machine and get what you need.
We would have some shrinkage, though. And by that, I mean, there will be people that will be like, oh, dude, I thought Uber was going to pay for this. I'm so sorry. Mm-hmm. No, you know what? The ride's on Oscar. That's what they would say. Because we would be willing to get their business and give them the great experience.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like, oh, there's a beautiful car. And then one of my guys would be like, yeah, it's our boss's dad's. He's out of town.
No, but here's the deal. This is a great plan. Everyone knows that. But
Uber undercutters.
When you go, you know, you go to Vistaprint, get your Uber sticker printed up, put it in the back window. But the thing is your fleet right now in the
three cars deep.
Yeah, but we got a
96 Avalon.
Right now, one of your drivers. Face it, is Mac, right?
Yes.
Okay,
Mac, would you drive for me? Oh yeah, you would.
Yeah, but you see the thing
in a tux.
But no.
In the Avalon,
in an orange tux.
That's what we'd be known for, class. In late model cars.
But the thing is that
96 isn't late model.
You're inviting people to your liaison between you and your client is Mac.
Well, we can double down because all we would play in the car when people are in there are our podcasts.
Okay, oh, so now yeah. you're thinking.
Now you're spreading the word.
Yeah, hey, what is this? These guys are witty. Or they're hacks. We'd still let them know.
Yeah, what is this? And why isn't he at his house inspection? Yes.
And why is Mike on for half the show all the time?
He always starts out strong.
Yeah, he's on fire, and then he flames out.
We should have, you know what? I would hire you to take the kids to the concert. I would hire you for that.
Yeah,
absolutely.
We would beat whatever. I don't care if it's Lyft, if it's Uber, if it's Taxi Magic. We beat their
taxi
prices.
Taxi Magic? That's one I've not even heard of.
I don't know if it's still around, but it was around for a while.
It was a thing?
Yeah, we would beat those, right?
Sure.
And we wouldn't even give you a premium. You would ask for whatever car came up, and then boom, bam, might be a nicer one. Might be a worse one.
Do you know, I was on I was at the intersection of 34th and O the other day, you know, driving go home on the Key Bridge, and a guy flagged me down.
Because you've got the Fentley.
And I rolled down the window, and he looked at me, he says, "Are you an Uber guy?" And I said, "I am not an Uber guy. Are you waiting for an Uber?" And this is what said. He wasn't that old. He was maybe between 50 and 60.
Yes.
I said, "Are you waiting for an Uber?" And he turned and he said, "Mm-hmm." And when he did, a solid line of drool fell out of his mouth.
Oh, jeez.
And I said, "What you're going to want is an Uber that has scotch-guarded seats." Something.
No drool.
Yeah. You have to watch out for that. You can't pick up any fluky numbers, Mac. That's the deal.
Yeah.
Got it.
Because you are the liaison.
And you can't work after 10. Like, you can't be trusted because they're going to see you, the smooth young white man, and they're going to be like, we can take advantage of him.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yep, probably.
Yeah.
We have to take a break, but real quick, give us your spiel when you're trying to tell someone, don't worry, we're better than Uber, and Oscar will take care of you.
Okay. Right,
give us a sales pitch.
We are better than Uber, and Oscar will take care of it.
Really, it wasn't an exercise in repetition, but he did okay.
I like it. Those are the key points.
Mm-hmm. He got it in
We don't need any pizzazz, right?
And also...
But you got to do it with jazz hands.
Yeah.
Jazz hands.
Yeah.
Yeah, da-da.
Yeah, ready? 3, 2, 1. Go ahead, Ron.
Oh, he said,
yeah.
We're better than Uber, and Oscar will take care of you.
Nice. Now, Mac, try it, if you don't mind.
We're better than Uber, and Oscar will take care of you.
Yeah, that's good.
Very
that's
good.
Kind of looked like he was having a seizure, but I'll take it.
And then, Pony, your spiel will be similar, but it'll be, don't believe what you see. I'm not an axe murderer.
Sorry about the smell of smoke.
All right, let us take a break, and we will be right back. It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Tony Perkins.
And I'm Gary Stein.
And on this week's episode...
He said, bathroom work, but I shut down because I have to pray. And I said, I'm going to go in there for 30 seconds, pee, and leave. No.
Oh, no.
So you're praying, and you think it's okay to whoever you're praying to that you're closing your place and denying people access. Do your bosses know that you close and lock the door? I told you, you have to leave now because if I said I'm not leaving the store, you're going to let me go in the bathroom or I'm going to pee on the building.
The Tony Perkins Show.
We all try to live as healthy as we can. This part of the Mike O'Mara Show brought to you by Sleep Number Beds. Consider this. Getting quality sleep is just as important to a healthy lifestyle as a balanced diet and regular exercise. Did you know that? Well, it's true. New Sleep Number research shows that people with Sleep Number beds who use Sleep IQ technology experience improved sleep quality and a more restful time in bed. The Sleep Number bed lets me choose my ideal firmness and change it whenever I want. It adjusts on both sides, so it's perfect bed for couples. You'll love it. I know you will. With optional Sleep IQ technology, it even tracks your sleep so you know how to adjust to optimize your slumber. So whether it's adjusting your Sleep Number setting or making different lifestyle choices, you'll always know what's working because Sleep IQ tells you. My Sleep Number setting is an 85, Carla's is a 65, and last night my Sleep IQ score was 95, and I feel great. Shape the best sleep of your life with Sleep Number mattresses and Sleep IQ technology, starting at only $1,099.98. No better sleep with Sleep Number. Find your Sleep Number setting only at a Sleep Number store. Find one near you by calling 800-511-0061. Don't forget to slide to the left and slide to the right and tell them all that Mike O'Mara sent you.
As I said, Oscar is off to finish up his home inspection, and I think that actually works out best for you, Pony.
Uh-huh.
Because I was going to ask, we had, I believe, last Friday, we made you jump through some Tinder hoops.
Yes, indeed.
And we actually, you matched a lady.
Yeah, yeah, it was amazing.
What was her name? Do you recall her name?
I believe it was Mikoko.
Yeah, it was a. It sounded like something from one of your anime shows.
Yes, indeed, Japanese.
And she was a lovely lady. I think her picture was just a facial shot, right?
Yes, yes.
And speaking of facial shots, how did the weekend go?
Well, I didn't meet up with her this weekend, but
shocking.
I heard back from her.
Now, explain for those of us who are not in the know, what happened is you went through and you swiped right, which means, hey, I like you, Mikoko, right?
Indeed. And
then she
had already swiped right on me.
So you had an instant link. All
right. Exactly.
Do you remember? And would it be possible to bring up your app so we could remember? I know we sort of muddled through a ham-handed invitation to her to try to do something over the weekend. What did we actually end up saying? Wasn't it, how about a drink?
Yeah, yeah. It was just, hey, how about a drink this weekend?
All right. So bring up the app. And did she reply to that?
Yes, she did. She said, yes, where are you located?
Aha. And then you said, look out your window. I'm in your driveway. You can see my face illuminated only by a lit cigarette.
That's right.
No. What did you reply then?
I wrote back just where I live in Fairfax.
Okay. And she got back.
Hasn't written back.
That's it. Oh.
So you know what might have happened? Since Oscar did the swiping from the studio,
right?
She might be under the assumption that I'm in D.C.,
Oh, so you do you have the, what are the, location services enabled?
Yeah, that's the whole thing behind Tinder is that based on your location, you're given certain matches.
Now, would it be out of school to reply to her? And you know, you are so lucky Oscar isn't here right now.
No, definitely.
Because he would
be killing me.
Yeah, he would be killing you. Is it possible? Can you reply again without her replying or does it have to go one at a time?
No, I can reply again.
What you should reply back to her. And by the way, are we having an earthquake?
I think so.
There is so much street construction going on. Yeah, that's actually intern Rachel has got her jackhammer and she is tearing up the street outside. It really, when it rains, it pours. It is the noisiest day out there.
Just a mess.
But the building is literally shaking.
It's jiggling.
So anyway, that said, so you know what we're up against, you should reply to her. By the way, I work in D.C. but live in Fairfax. Both locations would be okay for a meetup.
That's not a bad idea.
Stop nodding and do it.
You
got to do that right now. But you see, I don't think you can do 3 unanswered Tinder posts without looking like a stalker.
That's true.
I mean, what do you think? I mean, no, I'm not even going to ask Mac. Why would I? Why would I even ask him?
Yeah, so, it starts to look a little desperate, I think.
Now, have you had any other matches?
I think
you haven't, have you? Because you haven't swiped right on anybody, have you?
No, you're right.
This is the first time. This is the first time you've revisited. You know, I like fun, and you like not going to Tinder.
Yeah.
What is that? What's that all about?
I don't know.
Don't you want a girl?
Of course.
Or a guy?
Of course. Well,
you want a companion of some sort.
Of course. Companionship would be wonderful.
It would. I mean, you can't rely on the sugar glider, but for so many things.
Mm-hmm.
So will you please do some swiping tonight?
I will slut it up.
I don't want you to slut it up.
Oh.
Because really, Pony, don't slut it up. And you know what? I don't even ever want to hear you say that again.
You got it.
That's an ugly turn of a phrase.
It is.
You represent this show. And of all the things this show is about, it's not about slutting it up.
Mm-mm.
I've never given it away.
Not for free.
No. Everybody pays. Ass, cash, or grass.
Yep.
We will not slut it up. All right. I really hope Oscar hears that and tears you a new one. Do something tonight about that.
Yes, sir.
Breed. Pony, get out there and breed.
I don't know if you want that either.
No, make little computer engineers. It's the future of this show. All right?
You got it.
All right. Pep talk over. Stick around, folks. When we come back, we will do the audio vault after this on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Do you talk C++?
Do I?
Can you telnet into port 25 and fake an email?
Can I?
Do you like to surf the back plane of a router?
Yes, I do.
Have you ever hex edited your way to a registered version?
Sounds sexy.
We're not going to be talking about any of those things, but what will we be talking about, Oscar?
It's technology and the way it affects your life.
And we're going to be combining a lot of entertainment. It's going to be a good time. This is not your father's tech show.
He didn't
tech
have
Tech 411 show available on the More Broadcasting Network and on iTunes.
That means it's good, so please check it out.
Yeah.
Or don't.
Listen to Tech 411 and slut it up.
That's right.
That's what you got to do. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Just a quick reminder, not a full spot here. Make sure you have our app, the Mike O'Mara Show app. It is the best way to listen to this show. It is the best way to listen to the bonus show. And it gives you access to us via telephone.
Easy.
Very easy. Direct access to our Amazon feed. All you got to do is go to any app store, plug in TMOS, it pops up, download it, it's free. And also, this is a big year for the TMOS app. Big changes are coming.
That's right.
And you want to be a step ahead of the curve. Mm-hmm. So make sure you get that app and check it out. Okay? Okay. Now let us open the audio vault for today, Tuesday, March 2nd. No, Wednesday.
It's Wednesday.
March 2nd, 2016. Now let us start with this. I could not be in a room with fewer basketball fans if I used scientists to figure out how to do it. All
okay.
Right? But I was sort of hoping Mike and Oscar would be here for this tape. But Pony, you'll like this.
Yes.
And as always, nice to have Mac along for the ride.
Thank you.
Last weekend, the Golden State Warriors played the Oklahoma City Thunder. And Stephen Curry had, I believe, a record-breaking game in that he sunk more three-pointers than any other NBA game ever. Now, the three-point line is about 22 feet out from the basket.
That's far.
That is. This is the last shot of the game. He won the game with this. He shot this from 32 feet out. Okay?
Wow.
Listen to this, okay?
They do have a timeout. Decide not to use it. Curry, way downtown. Bang! Bang! Oh, what a shot from Curry! With 6/10 of a second remaining! The brilliant shooting of Steph.
An amazing shot to see, but I don't know that the audio call of it really conveyed the excitement.
No, not at all.
So what I did is I got the Korean television broadcast of the same game.
Oh, I can't wait.
Now, the Korean broadcasters have a certain sizzle when they broadcast. This is the same play as they heard about it in Korea. Curry! And you know, normally when Koreans yell Curry that loud, it's something to do with cooking.
I would imagine.
But anyway, so that's the way Koreans cover American basketball.
Now, you got to imagine, in basketball, the scoring happens so fast that you couldn't go on and on like that after each basket.
No, but this was a pretty remarkable basket.
It was a good basket.
It was one of the best, all right? It was a beautiful American basket, as called by Korean broadcasters. All right. Jeff Bridges. He made a lot of great movies, perhaps best known as
Steve's brother.
No, he's not Steve's brother. Oh. Then his real name would be Jeff Soboroff. But Jeff Bridges has the deal where he grows a beard in between every movie. He just sort of always looks like a homeless guy as he goes from role to role. And he's a good-looking guy, but he always tends to look like the dude from The Big Lebowski in between movies. And they said, why? Why? Why do you grow a beard between films?
Well, the beard happens, you know, after a movie. I just generally let all the hairs on my body do their thing. Just grow as long as they can because you don't know what the next assignment will be, you know. It's getting long, and there's some wonderful bearded characters that are kind of cooking on the back burners there that I'm thinking about playing. So I'm just going to let it grow until we figure this thing out.
And then he can just sculpt his hair however he wants.
Yeah, that's brilliant. Yeah, you can always cut some off. Idea.
Very smart, and then you don't have to wait months and months to do it. So that's why Jeff Bridges always looks like he says, we'll act for food. let us go back a few months, maybe even a year. Do you remember the kids' book, Go the F to Sleep? And it's written almost like a not like Dr. Seuss, but a more beautiful book, and it's a rhyming lullaby book.
Okay,
but the problem is it's Go the F to Sleep, but it's not saying F; it's saying
the
word.
Oh, it says the real. Oh, geez.
Because it's for very frustrated parents, and if you ever have kids that are hard to put down, you've wanted to say this. About a year ago, Samuel L. Jackson did a reading of it, and just to put you in the mindset, here's how it would sound if Sam Jackson was reading your kid this book at bedtime.
All the kids from daycare are in dreamland. The froggy has made his last leap.
Hell no,
know you can't go to the bathroom. You know where you can go? The f- to sleep.
So it is actually written like a real lullaby book. Vanity Fair, great magazine. You can actually read it on Texture, I believe. Mm-hmm. Jennifer Garner this week is on the cover, and she did a reading of the same book. And you know what? It's somehow nicer when a lady does it. Uh-huh.
The windows are dark in the town, child. The whales huddled down in the deep. I'll read you one very last book if you swear you'll go to sleep. The eagles who soar through the sky are at rest, and the creatures who crawl, run, and creep. I know you're not thirsty. That's bull. Stop lying. Lie the down, my darling, and sleep.
So, if you want to, you know, if you have trouble, you've tried everything else with your kid,
mm-hmm.
try that. Sorry, Mike missed that.
Yeah, it's a shame.
I'll email him the MP3s. Are you familiar with a website called masterclass.com?
Not at all.
You can sign on and take lessons with different things. And many of them are, you know, just throw away, not anything that you would really want to pay attention to. Except this week, Christina Aguilera is releasing her masterclass on singing.
So anyone can set up a class?
I believe so, and anyone can take a class.
Okay.
And so Christina Aguilera, she has got herself a voice.
Absolutely.
And this is fun to listen to. She talks about her vocal slide. And it doesn't take her long before she's showing off. But mm-hmm. if I had this voice, I think I'd show off too.
Singers have asked me this too, like, how do you slide? It's so hard for me to break it down because it's something I naturally feel. But I guess if I were to break it down, it's the whole beginning, the it's a gliding, sustained note that just rides all the way up.
That's figure pretty good. Wow. Stay with it. Stay with us.
In that case, it's what? So you know in your head, go to that place. That's where you want to end up. And in a starting sense, to me, it just comes from a core sensibility of catch your breath, get your stance.
Jeez.
So that's kind of a slow ramp up.
Oh my God.
I was a little unexpected there. So you want to maybe prepare yourself and decide before you ramp up, how much breath do I want to take in? Is it going to be a quick ramp up or is it going to be a slow ramp up?
After she sang that, I totally just tuned out and thought about what I just heard.
Of course.
I love, love, love her voice. Not as big a fan of Carly Rae Jepsen, who has a new single out this week. Are y'all in with Fuller House, which is on Netflix?
No.
Yeah.
No.
I didn't like the show the first time it came around. This is, of course, the closing theme. For $1.29, you can go out and purchase the theme to Fuller House, which is sung by Carly Rae Jepsen.
La 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 la.
In her wildest dreams.
Whatever happened to the sensibility?
This is a hit record.
Milkman, the paper boy,
what?
I say yuck.
How did I get delivered?
This is really a hit.
Well, they're selling it for $1.29 on iTunes and Amazon.
Well,
so,
we sell our show for $1.99.
Well, our show's good, though.
Well, yeah.
Anyway, so if you really want to support the Fuller House thing, and I don't know why you would, that's available and that's out there, and that's disgusting is what that is.
Yeah.
Carly Rae Jepsen, or as we call her in the biz, CRJ.
No.
Is that what we did? We don't call her that?
Nope. I think that could also mean something else.
Oh, a category?
Like C, our J.
No. I just meant Carly Rae Jepsen.
Gotcha.
And let us close with this. Seth Meyers had this story last night. I don't know how I missed it. An Irish priest resigned under the most peculiar of circumstances. Let's let Seth tell you the story.
A Catholic priest in Ireland has resigned after a video surfaced of him snorting cocaine in a room decorated with Nazi memorabilia. It's what Catholic officials are calling still not the worst case scenario. That's right, a Catholic priest in Ireland has resigned after a video surfaced of him snorting cocaine in a room decorated with Nazi memorabilia. He was also the first priest to ever tell someone at confession, "Oh, I think I got you beat."
That is your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Wednesday, everybody. Good luck to Oscar. I hope he made it for the last 5 minutes of
indeed.
His home inspection. Sending our love and prayers to Mike O'Mara. We will get these audio-video issues worked out and back with another live show tomorrow. I promise. That's it. Another Mike O'Mara Show has come and gone. Be sure to join us again for more fun and more thrills at MikeO'MaraShow.com. If you want to correspond with the Mike O'Mara Show with a letter or package, send it to TMOS Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia 20177. To get your message or birthday request into the Thursday mailbag, hey, that's tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Send it along to me. That's Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. The Mike O'Mara Show relies on your word of mouth, so tell a friend or family member about TMOS and make sure they get it too. For Mike O'Mara and Oscar Santana, this is Rob Spiewak inviting you to join us again for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
Before we go, a quick reminder to please take our survey. Just visit MikeO'MaraShow.com, click the banner that says survey. It only takes a few moments, it's anonymous, your info is safe, and it helps us out a lot. And now, goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.